Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. The Iowa House has approved the governor's idea of reducing property taxes for some child care businesses. State Representative Tom Gennery of Lamar says this is a great idea.
I really think this is going to help because a lot of these child care facilities are barely surviving anyway. And I had the chance to talk with the Crittenden Center, and they recently bought building blocks, and they're pretty much want to double the number of children that they can handle. So that'll be a big plus.
Commercial child care centers are currently taxed as commercial property, and the governor has proposed they be taxed at a far lower rate, just like residential property.
You know, they'll have to expand their facility, I'm sure. That'll really be a help, because currently child care providers, unless they operate out of their home, are classified as commercial properties. And they pay a 90% rollback rate. This means that they pay property tax on 90% of their assessed value. And what this will do is get it back to 46%.
The House approved the move on a 94-1 vote. A legislative services agency analysis indicates the bill could cut property taxes by a total of $19 million for the 1,500 commercial child care centers in the state. Real estate and mobile home taxes are due on April the 1st. Typically, the deadline is March 31st, but Plymouth County Treasurer Shelley Sitzman says this year, March 31 falls on a weekend, so the deadline is April 1st. Taxes are delinquent after April 2. One option is online payment of property taxes. This can be done at iowatreasurers.org. Online payment can be done up till midnight, April 1st, without penalty. The owner of a catering business in Northwest Iowa is the U.S. Small Business Administration Iowa Small Business Person of the Year. Kathy Bishop opened a restaurant called Aggie's in Sergeant Bluff in 1994. After several years, she realized she needed to make a change and went with catering full-time. She turned the restaurant into an event venue and immediately began hosting graduations, birthdays, retirements, weddings, and more, offering breakfast, lunch, and dinner catering weekdays and multiple events on weekends. Bishop now has about 60 people on staff. She says her mottos and business practices are simple. I treat people the way I want to be treated and do deals with a handshake. Bishop will be representing Iowa at National Small Business Week ceremonies in Washington, D.C. next month. She will compete for the National Small Business Person of the Year Award. The Iowa Supreme Court says the use of a rap video didn't prejudice the jury in a Sioux City man's murder trial. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Lawrence Kennedy was charged with murder but found guilty of voluntary manslaughter for his role in the shooting death of Martez Harrison outside Uncle Dave's bar in 2021. The Iowa Court of Appeals ruled a 30-second rap video featuring Kennedy introduced at the trial prejudiced the jury and ordered a new trial. The Iowa Supreme Court reversed that ruling, saying the tendency to infer that someone committed particular act of violence because that person rapped about acts of violence is less a concern when the acts of violence and who committed them are undisputed. The ruling says the surveillance video clearly showed Kennedy beating Harrison outside the bar when another man shot Harrison. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
This is Severe Weather Awareness Week as Iowans are reminded about some of the risks we may see during springtime, including thunderstorms, floods, and tornadoes. Meteorologist Chad Hahn at the National Weather Service says it is the ideal time for a refresher as we start to transition out of the winter season and into spring. Hahn says they'll talk about heading into the basement if there's a tornado warning or to an interior room with no windows. A statewide tornado drill is planned for Wednesday at 10 a.m. as Iowans are urged to think about where they'd go at that moment should a warning be issued. Other days during the week will include information about hail and wind safety as well as lightning, thunderstorms, and flooding. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.